Yo, what it do, podcast people? This is your boy Big Mike, and this right here, this is a continuation of the original podcast I had with Calca and Raw. Man, this podcast to me was so special because we sat down and talked so much about life, so much things bigger than football, and so much things that's going to happen to us after football. So I just want to say welcome home, settle in. I hope you got you a good little snack. I hope you got the car ride ready for this one, because this one, promise you, you don't want to miss this one. You're going to take something of value out of this conversation right here. But before we get started, I just want to say rate us a 5-star on Apple Podcasts, on a Google Play Store, and also on Spotify, man. So without any further ado, let's take the mic. What was y'all welcome to college football moment like? You feel me? Like, what was that moment where it was like, dang, like, I really arrived? Or it was like, oh my goodness, like, this, like, this not, like, we're not in the, it's not no high school stuff. This is like, this is real big boys, bro. Like, this is this, these real grown men I'm playing against.
Shoot, honestly, I didn't really have that grown man like experience. Okay. Like, I'm a big guy, so I feel like I can handle my own no matter what. Yeah, people can say what they can say, but that's how I feel about myself anyways. I think I can handle my own pretty well, and you guys seen it, guarantee. Yeah, I came in freshman, not wanting to do much because intimidation, but I feel like I handled my own. Nobody really pushed me around, nothing, because I was in Cubrada, I chilled at everybody, spoke when I was spoken to, never step on anybody's toes. I feel like the main thing was maybe fall camp. A lot of people talk about this. Dior Dem was talking about this the last podcast. Fall camp is nuts. Like, you really, you hit that point where it's like, do I really love this? Do I really want to do this for the rest of my life? But at the same time, in the back of your head, it's like, who am I doing this for? What is my why? What am I gonna, or who am I sacrificing all this time and effort and blood, sweat, and tears for? And like how we have in our lockers, we got a picture of our why, our family. That's who it's all for. It's like, I'm going to put on for my family. I'm going to put on for my city. No matter what it takes, no matter what it, how bad it hurts, I'm going to put on for my city. Like, look, today, best example, knee popped out. MCL is still kind of messed up. My whole hamstring looked like a softball. It looked like I tore my whole hamstring. But it's like, whoa, stop bitching and moaning. You still got the job to complete. There's still a lot of shit in front of you. Finish. Stretch it out. But once the drill starts, fuck it. Man up. Dig deep and just finish.
And just go.
No matter what the circumstance is. That's, I don't know, that's how I operate.
I feel that, bro.
That was my welcome to
College kind football. Bro, what would you say your welcome to college football moment?
One of them was probably my first practice, to be honest. Like, just going out there on TC Chain, bro, was like seeing the logo, seeing the locker. Like, that one is one of the big ones where it's like, damn, like, I'm here.
I feel you. Like long lifelong journey.
Yeah, that awe that you've been waiting for.
Especially like, I feel like that. Like, in all seriousness, like, that Road to Glory stuff, like, bro.
That was the dream.
Yeah, bro.
That was the dream.
We played in high school growing up, and now that we're actually doing it, it's like, damn.
Can't believe it.
Wild. And, like, where most of us were raised, or what we were taught, like college football is, and just football in general, like, because every time we go home or just go out, we always get that extra love. Especially because of who we are and what we do. And stuff like that. Especially when I was younger. Like, I lived for that. And, like, just seeing everybody, to be honest. Like,
seeing all the kids you played up against in Little League. Y'all finally all on the same team.
It's like, bro, that's wild, bro.
I feel that, bro. That's love, bro. That's crazy. But I think one of my welcome to college football moments is for sure. It's got to be right there with Raw. It's got to be. I walked into the locker room in fall camp, and I was just like, it was the first day. I'm kind of just sitting there. I'm looking at my locker. I'm looking at my nameplate and everything. And I'm just sitting over there. I'm like, wow, bro. Like,
bro,
I'm here.
Man, seeing I'm my here. Helmet for the first time in the locker, yeah. First game, I was like, fuck. I called my dad, breaking down. I was like, ah, I made it.
I feel you, bro. Like, but actually, I'm when that first college start, too, man, I'm not going to lie, that whole Boise State, I remember I started, my first college start was during the COVID year. And, man, I remember there were so many emotions going through my head, like, am I really ready for this? And is this what I'm really supposed to do? And I literally didn't eat the whole day. Like, I woke up, didn't go to pregame meal, didn't go to breakfast. I'm sitting over there just hyper-focused. I get back to the crib at 11 o'clock. I'm like, bro, I haven't ate nothing all day. And it was just crazy because you just sitting there just, like, you hear the stories of, like, Beyonce on set. Where she's like, she ate for 3 days because she was that focused.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting over there. I'm like, bro, like, I felt that for that small moment. And I'm like, damn, bro, like, this is real deal, bro. I'm like, Boise State, I remember they was talking about they wanted to recruit me. And then they pulled my scholarship because I committed to Hawaii. So it's the little get back, bro. And I feel like that was my first little moment where I was like, dang, bro, like, I'm really here. I'm really stepped on. I really remember the days, like, especially during all the trials and tribulations, I was here, right. bro. Like, when I wanted to leave and when I wanted to just pack it all up. I'm talking about, mama, this football stuff not for me, bro. Like, shoot. I remember another day, day 14, my freshman year of fall camp. I'm too far to quit. I'd gone too far to quit. But the tunnel, I'm in the middle of the tunnel, bro. I still got another 14 days to go. I don't know if I can make it. I remember I called my mom. I'm like, bro, like, I can't do this, bro. And my mom was like, baby, I'm going to support whatever decision you're going to make. But I couldn't go home and really face my people. Like, pride. Like that pride. Yes, it's a pride thing. But, like, bro, I came out here to better myself and better my people back home, better my situation. If I go back home, what am I going to go back to? Go back to a two-bedroom apartment?
Yeah.
Feel me? Me and my moms, we over there. Just eating Hot Pockets for dinner? Like, nah, bro. I didn't want that, bro. So, dang, man. We've been talking this real ism, bro. This real game, bro. Like, I feel like Wallow and Gilly right now, man. Feel me?
That's why that whole pride thing, though.
Yeah.
Like I said, especially where I come from, it's like, bro, I could not live with myself if I quit.
I feel you, bro. Cause like that's the person you got to see every day in the mirror is yourself.
Fuck yeah, especially if you started it already, it's like
bro,
finish.
Yeah,
like you're right there. You already started.
Like we built to last. Facts. Things don't go your way, and what you gonna fold? No. Mm-hmm.
That's like what my dad always tells me. It's like he always tells me, what you can quit, do all this kind of stuff. Just quit already.
Mm-hmm.
But he always told me too. When I was younger, it's like, once you start something, you better finish it, because that's going to live with you the rest of your life if you quit something you already started.
Facts. Because my mom always used to tell me, like, if you start, she used to tell me the same thing, if you start something, finish it, because the first time you quit,
it won't be the last.
It won't be the last, bro. It gets easier and easier to quit after that.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, oh, it's not going my way, I'm going to just quit.
It's like how it used to be going to class.
It's like everything ain't going your way. What you gonna do? You gonna fold?
Fold, bro. You got people counting on you. Times
get tough.
And it's like, dude, back against the wall, bro. Best spot to be in.
Best spot to be in, bro.
Best spot. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Back against the wall, everything against you, bro.
Talking about that water getting hot. I'm talking about you in a boiling pot.
I love it.
Yeah, and that comfort zone, that's not where growth happens, bro. That, you got to be uncomfortable to experience that growth, bro. Yeah. And, like, all the times where you're sitting over there, you're thinking, like, freak. This morning during the workout, bro, Friday workout, bro, for all my college athletes and for all my aspiring college athletes, just know that Friday, you got to earn your weekend during the off season, bro.
Especially here in Hawaii.
Especially here in Hawaii.
I don't know how it is any place else, but here – You gotta earn. That's how it is.
You gotta earn that weekend, bro. That Friday workout is finna kill you, bro. Like, it's like to the point where you don't even know if you finna. You had plans before, like Friday, Saturday. You had plans. You'd be like, man, I don't know, man. I might just stay at the crib. I'm tired, bro. Yeah. How do you guys handle the stresses of? Cause college football, bro. Like, this life is very stressful, bro. Like, yes. It's a lot of heavy demand, bro. And how do you unpack that, bro? How do you like decompress that? How do you deal with that?
Well, honestly, it's hard. Just cause, like we were saying, we barely have time, huh? Mm-hmm. So it's like I said, my main thing is going to the beach. I'm a diver, so sometimes I just leave my spears in the truck, just swim around, see what's out there, and I just feel free. But when I don't have the time for that, I just try and, I don't know, stay home, put myself around the people that make me happy, the people that got me to this point that I'm at right now in my life, and just spend every day with them because, hey, we never know. Every moment is precious. You never know when somebody's going to be gone. Like, hey, look, my grandma's going through her stuff right now with cancer and stuff, so it's like, every moment I have with her is precious to me. I wouldn't know what I'd do with my life if I lost anybody. Not gonna lie. And I was fortunate enough to have everybody in my life throughout my whole life so far. Mm-hmm. But I've been close with my family so much that it's like, shoot, I don't know what I'd do or what I'd be, what I'd turn out to if any of them were gone. That there's always that motivation behind it. It's like, yo, I'm gonna do this for them. But then that's also that pressure you put on yourself, like, you gotta be spot on, you gotta do this and that, mm-hmm. and do everything the right way. But that also creates stress as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know, it's just spending time with my family, spending time with the people who got me here. If I have the time, I'll go into the ocean. Mm-hmm. Go dive, or even frick football, honestly. Mm-hmm. When you strap up, it's like, frick, I'm gonna hurt this guy.
Yeah, all the stresses.
Like, in my head, it's not like intentional, but mm-hmm. if that's how I can take all my anger, that's how I take all my anger and stress. Mm. That's mainly mine.
I feel that. But also, you've been at this almost, 6 years, boss man. So I know you probably got a good you got a good little thing going. So, how do you decompress?
Sure, honestly, chopping up with the boys, especially because they understand, you know.
Yeah.
Cause you know sometimes talking to people that they don't understand, so like they don't really know how to be there for us like that.
Yeah, like they just think like, oh, you're a football player, you get your school paid for. Like, no,
they think,
bro,
their
like,
suggestions are helpful, yeah. but yeah. it really isn't. Yeah. You gotta talk to people like, you actually know and been around.
Like that mental know health, what the fuck, bro. Like through. That's real, bro. Mm-hmm. Like telling me to just dug it out, like that don't do shit.
Facts.
Like if it was that easy,
you would do it.
You think I would come to everyone for advice? Hell mm-hmm. no. Another thing that I learned, bro. Me and Isaiah Tufanga, mm-hmm. we started coaching the big boys last year. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, coaching those kids, bro, like, they low-key helped me more than I helped them. Mm. And really just bringing me back down to earth. Like I said 100 times, bro, where I come from, bro, that's why I have chosen to go home every single day for the most part. He's like, dude, when I go home, I see those families, I see those little kids running around. That shit just brings me back down, you know? Because we're in town, everything's fast, everything's moving. Go back home, bring me down, back down to earth. Mm. And then going to coach those kids, that one really helps me decompress. Because it's more of just football. And especially teaching little kids, like, you really gotta dumb it down. Mm-hmm. But when you coach them and you see them finally do it and it works, mm-hmm. then, like, bro, that feeling, great feeling, bro.
Yeah.
And, especially when it works. And like we've always talked about, like, just giving back. It's like, dude, that's all we can do, bro.
Mm-hmm. When you put a smile on a kid's face, it's contagious. Yep. You just feel so good about yourself, it's ridiculous.
And it's like, dude, why not? Mm-hmm. Like, if you can and are able to, mm-hmm. why not? Might as well.
That's real.
Because we all played in that, like, that's the same program I played in when I was their age. Mm-hmm. And now where we are, it's like having someone like me, Isaiah, going out and helping, mm-hmm. really just shows the kids, like, bro, we were in your guys' spot. Mm-hmm. You stick to the plan, you know, you will have that opportunity to be where we are.
I feel that, bro. Like, especially because, like, especially from a kid, like, I never had that. And at least in my community, it was never like, oh, like, it wasn't a lot of people who really came back and was like, oh, yeah, you feel me? This is how you're supposed to do it. You know, I never had none of those heroes, like, mm-hmm. at least my heroes to come back to my city and my school and was like, yeah, this is how you're supposed to do this. This is how you're supposed to do that. And for you doing that, bro, that's big, bro, because I can only imagine what that does for that little dude.
Because you got to think, bro, like, little kids, we might think they're just little. They don't really be doing nothing.
They don't care that we're there.
They don't care, but it's like, bro, little kids, bro, they do pay attention. Mm-hmm. They do pay attention to what we do. Mm-hmm. They're always looking at us. Whether they're siblings or not, they always watch and they follow. So if you're out there messing around, doing dumb stuff, what do you think that kid's going to do? Mm-hmm. So all we can do is just try and be a great example to all the little kids. Because why not?
One of the ways that I decompress with this whole football stuff, is just talking to my peoples, man, because... You know, my family's not right around the corner. You know, we all got to drive 40 minutes, 50 minutes, but, you know, that's family still over there. Like, my family, they all 4,000, 5,000 miles away.
Yeah, 8 hours away.
Yeah, so, like, across the whole ocean. So, just giving that time to actually sit back and just call my mom and FaceTime my mom's, I feel like that's probably the best time to sit back and just decompress, bruh. And also just doing this YouTube stuff and just having this outlet where I can just vent and just have this platform and just speak my mind, bro. Because, man, like, I don't know. Like, it's power and creativity, bro. There's power in that. And when people try to take that power away and try to limit your light, bro, like, that's bad, bro. Yeah, like, you feel me? Like, that's one of the worst things that you can do. It's like this light that can shine so bright and can cover the world. And if you just cover that with a cup, bruh, and that's what all that negativity is, they just cover that, bruh. And
that's on who you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
That's always raised, though.
Mm-hmm.
Every motivational speaker and every person that talks always says that. Show me the five people you hang out with, and I'll show you your future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. That's how I was raised on the island. It's like, your parents don't approve of this guy, dip him, or mm-hmm. you're out the house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I said, we live and we learn.
That's the thing. We don't be distancing ourselves from people because we hate them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
it's what's best for us.
At this moment, you're not helping me for mm-hmm. what I want to do.
Facts.
Our goals are on
different paths. Yeah.
You want this in your life, I want this. Hey, yeah. You like work construction, you like make all this money, like try and buy a car, buy a chain, be flashy, whatever.
By all means, bro, go for it.
Yeah, do what you like. Whatever makes you happy, do it. But this is what makes me happy, and I gotta do what I gotta do. If I don't see you as much, and you get all salty and hubbub that I cannot cruise with you because I don't have time, hey. Mm-hmm. That's how you feel.
But that's the thing, bro.
But
if I'm seeing you every single day, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Mm.
Feel me?
Yeah.
I gotta operate how I gotta operate, and you can move how you like move.
Man, bro, that's real big, bro. Cause, like, and that's not a negative thing, and some people take it as like a negative. Like, you just like, basically cut bro off.
Yeah,
nah, bro.
Oh, like, yeah, I don't like this person. Bro, like, I love this person.
I love him my whole heart, bro.
If I like be successful in life, I gotta do what I gotta do. And I guarantee you the first phone call gonna be that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, we're still friends, right? Oh, you can hook me up with this, can hook me up with that. Like, bro, I told you I love you from the get. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that love word gets spread around way too much. But yeah, when you get that connection, like, boys, mm-hmm, it's true, though. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's inseparable. No matter what path he takes, you're going to love the person no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Love him for them. If they don't feel like that,
sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to lie with you. I got to touch on something you said, bro. Because you was talking about, like, the boys, bro. And, like, because that word brother, yeah, like, that's a special word, bro. And, like, and I feel like some people just try to overuse it and hyperanalyze it. Like, that brother mean, like, bro, like, I really got a connection with you. Like, bro, I like, you're, you. Like, bro, like.
Like Ross said, if you wasn't eating raw Simon with them at the park, dude, I ain't your brother. You know what I mean?
Come on, bro. Like, and it'd be crazy, bro, because so many people, like, only reason why I touch on this is just because, like, the whole, we saw the video at ASU where they was unloading bro locker, talking about him. He was leaving the transfer portal, bro. And, like, the number one thing I took away from that video is, like, bro, like, you for sure got to watch who you call your brother, bro. Like, like, these are all my brothers, and I have no animosity towards anybody who left.
Bundle up.
Anybody who left, bro.
Everyone who left is like, bro, I really do hope the best.
Yes.
Because, like, if I don't, like, for what? What do I get?
And that's the thing about Hawaii. Mm-hmm. We're so diverse, but at the same time, it's that relationships we build because of where we are. Mm-hmm. The aloha spirit.
Yeah.
A lot of the people may not be buying into that, but we try our best to help everybody out and realize what it's really about. It's not always about, begging this person for this, begging this person for that. It's, I can help you as much as I can, but at the same time, you got to do you.
Yeah. I got to provide for my family as well.
Yeah. I kind of go out of my way every single time for just help you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that's what it is. Really, the aloha spirit. Yeah. When you're part of UH football team, you really understand. Right, like, there's no hard blood between anybody. Everybody means well in a certain way. Mm-hmm. It's just the perspective you have, and you got to take it how you take it. That's really it.
For sure, bro.
Should do stand-up already.
Man, it's just... But, man, bro, like, I don't know. Like, that brother word, that's really sacred to me, man. Man, like.
Some people, you my brother. Everybody says that, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, snakes.
Yeah, bro, for sure. They always got to keep the grass cut, bro, because the snakes will hide in the grass, bro.
You got to trust a liar to be a liar. You got to trust a fake to be a fake. That's what it is.
For sure, bro, and it's just, dang, bro. Like, I don't know. I really hold that brother word sacred, bro, because. It's not many, too many people, bro. Like, everybody on the team is my brother. And I feel like that in a sense of, like, I really mean that because, bro, I done been here, bro. Like, I'm talking about I done put my blood, sweat, and tears. I done had multiple opportunities to leave. I done, I done been through the mud. I'm talking about from not having a coach to my coach doing some, you know, questionable things, some funny things. You know, I'm not going to get too much into that. It's just like, bro, like, when you can still look at your brother right next to you and him tell you, hey, bro, forget all that, bro. You got this. And he just look at you and just give you that validation. He give you that love, bro. And, like, just not even know, like, I'm talking about I'm getting that love from a dude who's trying to take my spot, the dude who's in front of me, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, you get that love from you know, the person you're supposed to be in competition with, bro. And that just makes everybody just, like, it just makes everything better, bro, because that competition, he gonna keep pushing me to be better to myself, bro. Because if I'm not doing my job, then someone else not doing their job. You feel me? And that's what I love about football, bro. Because football is the ultimate team sport, bro. Like especially playing offensive line, man. And I know there's not a lot of people who talk about offensive line because we the big ugly dudes. We the dudes who do all the heavy lifting, but and don't get none credit. Of the praise. But it's
every
like
touchdown. Everybody only sees who's scoring.
Yeah, bro. Like,
they
you
don't
feel
see
me?
What happens in the trenches.
They don't know
what
nothing.
Hole we opened up.
You don't see
how
nothing.
Much time we gave the quarterback.
They just see, dang, man. You feel me? It's either dang, man, the team's playing good, or dang, the O line sucks.
Yeah.
It's no in between. It's like, it's everybody. It's not even the O on the team doing good. It's like, oh, man, the quarterback's moving. The running backs have big holes.
Yeah,
like,
it's funny
because,
like, sometimes we'd be like 5-on-5. Every O-line man has one person in front of them, and they're blocking them. And then here comes this linebacker out of nowhere, sacks the quarterback. But it goes down on us.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the O-line's fault. It's the quarterback's fault.
The quarterback.
He should have got the hell out of there or threw the ball away.
Yeah, I'm talking about it's 5 men. It's hot. You know it's hot, bro. You see the 6 man coming. You feel me? Shout out, you know, UCLA, you know. They was talking so crazy about us, bro. But the thing that people don't understand, we was in 5 man pro about 60-70% of that game.
Well, they got 8 on the line.
8 on the line, 7 on the line, like, man.
5-5-5. 5-5-5. 5-60, 5-60.
No running back.
Yeah, empty no running back. Hey, we want to smoke the running back out every play. He was in the backfield, but now we're going to make him leave. So the UCLA's like, oh, okay, they got no running back. Just send 6.
We'd have our tight end there.
And then we got 2 flat defenders sitting in the flat. So
have
we
our
kept
tight end
the check
in there,
now.
And they're just running out on an arrow.
Yeah.
Like, we would check first, check release. Nah, sorry.
Man,
we got it. Shout out to the boy, Chevin Cordero.
Hey, man. Shout out my boy, Chev.
I know you missed the islands.
I for surely know. I miss you, brother. I'm not going to lie, man.
Nah, that's my brother.
That's my brother, man. I love him, bro. I kept him safe, bro. So I only hope and I wish the best for him, bro. You know, even though Chevin did beat Raw in the States, but we ain't gonna talk about that. You know,
he ain't beat me.
Oh, he ain't beat you.
He lost the tool.
No, I'm talking about 17 though. Oh no, that was 18. That was 18.
That was
18 where Chevin Chandler did that.
Chev was still bebe when I was playing.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, but I heard a rumor, bro. You can tell me if there's any truth to this. What? That Chevin was supposed to start over Tua.
Who knows at that school?
Because I'm not gonna lie, I heard that Tua was gonna leave because Chevin was supposed to start, but the coach didn't want Tua to leave, so they told Chevin to chill out.
I wouldn't doubt it.
He said you got a senior year, so we're just gonna let you go crazy your senior year.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
I'm not gonna lie.
I know Tua was supposed to leave though.
Oh really?
His senior year, yeah. Or some drama. I'm not too sure about it, but.
That's what I heard the drama was. I'm not gonna hold you. But
I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest.
I feel you.
We know how they operate.
I'm not gonna talk about things that I don't know on. But that's the rumor that I heard. You know.
But you know, you gotta pay respects. They were good, bro. I'm not even gonna bullshit you. Even though they bought those last 3 championships, but you know.
They bought them, bro.
Other than that, bro. Cause, bro, that's like, bro, they're not built on the same principles they were back then. Like really, just on that grind type of thing.
Yeah, it's like now it's the thing to go to St. Louis. You feel me? Like everyone,
which I understand.
Yeah, obviously.
Especially because of what they've done. But other than that, bro,
it's
kind of. Like,
you kind of get that vibe. It's kind of like how Bishop Gorman was. You feel me? How everyone wanted to go to Bishop Gorman. Yeah. And then now Bishop Gorman is kind of just like a shell of itself. It's kind of like.
No one wants to go to Bishop Gorman.
Yeah.
Because Chris Brown left, that's why.
Because I'm talking about Bishop Gorman, bro. I'm talking about people all over the country flocking to Vegas, bro.
Flocking to Vegas, bro.
It was crazy. It was crazy, yeah.
It's the Hawaii IMG.
Had EA.
Yeah.
Nocteote. Haskell Garrett.
I forgot Haskell was from Hawaii.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
Played against him in Big Boy, you know. He was a monster back then, too.
Big old boy.
He's a monster, bro. But when we played Gorman, he wasn't even the hardest for me, bro.
Really?
The hardest D lineman Gorman had, bro, was probably like 5'8".
Yeah.
His technique, oh my goodness.
It was like that.
Yes.
Like that, man. Hey, speaking of that, bro, I know Hawaii is a hotbed full of talent, bro. Who's the best person you think you played against in high school? Like, who gave you that work in high school?
Not gonna lie, Castle never played nobody great, so.
Really?
Bro, honestly, not even someone who's like a 5-star dude. Like, bro, the worst game I ever played in high school is probably state semis my junior year. Played Waianae. And like the way, like that year, bro, is when we ran the elephant package.
Bro, yeah.
5 down, 2 tight ends.
Not
H-back,
big Dane, huh?
H-back, 2 fullbacks, and Kessie, the running back.
That's crazy. But no like, receivers.
No receivers.
Talking about head up. You know we were running.
Yeah. That was when they didn't even pass the ball.
No receivers. You still put up 50 a game. But, bro, when we played Wynite, like, they just knew how to.
They were stunting to it, or bro. What?
So many guys that know how to stop it.
Landing, bro.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know what, bro. I could not pick that block up. me and Squid, or my boy Vili, like, we really made some of those DNs look like All-Americans, bro. No moves, no nothing. All they did was just sprint.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get them, bro. Like, so mad after the game, too, bro. Like, that's probably the closest I ever got to talking back to my pops. Mm-hmm. After the game, bro, he go call me from the stands. He's like, first thing he said, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
I was like, what you mean, what the hell was did you watch the game?
Yeah.
Well, why are you asking if you know? I was so mad, bro.
I feel you.
Like, bro. Josiah. Oh, I forget his last name. Josiah and Fele.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Going, giving that crazy work that day. Stupid, going bro. Crazy that game.
Stupid. You know. So, like, our offense didn't even score. Final score was 13-0. We had a pick six and 2 field goals.
Solid.
We did not score.
Y'all was putting up 50 a game, too?
We did not score.
That's crazy. Was and that bro, against Joey or was Joey
yeah,
already there?
Yeah, it was. It was against Joey. But, like, bro, and that's why going into the next week, like, my junior year, bro, we were supposed to lose.
Yeah.
On paper, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just on the little kid logic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we played Mililani in the Hawaii Championship. And then we had a tough one against them.
Mm-hmm.
Final score. Bro, we scored on, like, the first drive of the game and didn't score again until, like, the late fourth quarter.
Goodness.
So, all Kenzie then.
Yeah.
Kenzie
oh, that was that was Kenzie, you know?
His senior year.
Oh, Mackenzie Milton, bro. Shout out, bro. UCF legend, bro. Yeah. Hawaii
Kalakaua.
Legend.
But he didn't play that game.
Oh, he didn't?
No. She was hurt most of that year.
Oh, yeah. Dayton was already here, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to
think. Oh, they had Mana over there, too?
Yeah, they had Mana.
Oh, wow.
But that's why, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We had a tough game against them.
Mm-hmm.
And then after our game against Wynite, state semis, St. Louis played Mililani. Mm-hmm. And he smacked them.
Yeah.
Like, just that little logic, like...
I feel you, like, oh, they
had a tough time with them.
Yeah.
So imagine what they about to do to these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, bro, that, my junior, bro, like, bro, we were just some dogs, bro.
I feel you, like, it was just...
You know how it is, like, we don't care.
I feel you, it was like, because you already came into that game having no expectations.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, they're already putting us to lose, so we might as well just go out swinging.
And the way Kogu football is like, it's like, dude, every single year, no matter what, championship or bust.
Mm-hmm.
So like, showing up to like, bro, on paper, it looks so bad, bro. Like, dude, they had Nate Herbig, mm-hmm. Jordan Josefa, Tua, obviously,
mm-hmm.
Isaac Slade, all those guys, bro.
Mm-hmm.
D1 offers all over the country, bro. And like, man, and freaking, bro. So the guy I was going against, I didn't really know him.
Yeah.
But so I hit up one of the Mililani boys. I was I was like, Excellent. What? How's the D-line?
Mm-hmm.
He said, bro, they're not good. Mm-hmm. They're all overrated. Da da da. Whoop whoop. So in my head, I'm thinking, oh yo,
mm-hmm.
position block all night. I'm chilling. Mm-hmm. I don't gotta do nothing,
mm-hmm.
bro. First play of the game, nigga, I go, say, hut, boom, get freaking stuffed, bro.
Yeah.
First,
yeah.
And then. Oh, and then first play, second play, third play, punt.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, the punt gets blocked, and then they score.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's the year we did the haka to them.
Yeah.
So, like,
They was feeling hype. They was
like, I'm telling you, bro, me and Scooter on the sideline, we were like, holy shit.
we might lose.
What if we lose? Yeah. All that hype, first 30 seconds of the game, we down 7.
Yeah.
And then, bro, our defense just stupid, bro. Tua threw, like, 2 picks, had a fumble or 2. Like, dude, the final score was, like, 39-14.
I was going to say, was Nagu playing back in the day? Or
nah,
he was
still young.
He's still young.
He's like 9th grade, I think.
Oh, he's a freshman. Dang.
Bro, the DBs was unreal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
They had Stokes.
Caller, Stokes, Callaway, Cody, Chauvin. Like that, bro.
Man, that team sound nasty. Because I'm not going to lie, bro. Kala, when he first came, when I first saw him, I thought bro was like that, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Bro was like that, bro.
Smart, bro. That's smart, his best bro. Attribute. Smart. Mm-hmm. Studies the game, all that, bro.
Them is always the worst football players to play, though. Like, the ones that's just too smart for their own good, brother.
Yeah.
Just be overthinking, yes, all that. Yeah,
bro. Don't be the ones,
but that,
bro.
Like, that's why I feel like our junior year, like,
mm-hmm.
really felt like, the most, to be honest,
because
we were supposed to lose that game, and the week before we played like ass, but we just didn't care.
Yeah, you feel me? I feel that, bro. I feel that.
I wish I had those kind of stories.
For what?
I think the hardest game I ever played was D line against Kuku. everybody caught the Kuku fever.
Everyone's sick.
I'm injured. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, my hamstring. Oh,
stop. That's really a thing.
My ACL fever? At Castle, that is a thing.
That's crazy.
Especially when I was playing, all these guys was all. I wouldn't say all of them. Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys were soft. Well, I got pulled up from JV just for that game.
Mm-hmm.
For O line, mind you, end up playing D line. I sat out the whole first half.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are just making me miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, that field was straight, like,
mud.
Yeah. Had a flash flood warning. The game got canceled the day before. We had to come back.
Oh, dang.
My cleats, I didn't get new cleats, so.
Done.
I had duct tape on top because to hold it closed.
Mm.
I had to spray WD-40 so the mud comes off.
Mm.
Coming in second half, nice gold jersey. Never even touched the field yet.
Yeah.
My coach, oh, yeah, chop knees. Here comes Vili and Jed Heffernan shoving me into the ground. I came off the field the dirtiest guy there.
Stop.
Whole game, just chopping knees. I'm like, bro, like, make some plays.
Those games against Castle was fun.
Really?
Yeah, because we wouldn't give up. For the most part, bro, yeah, exactly. We're punchy. Yeah. We're punchy.
Because for the most part, yeah, we might be killing them, but, like, they're not giving up. Feel
do
me?
Or die.
That's the best game. That's why we were all kind of, like, sick about the St. Louis one, because, like, bro, that's St. Louis. Like, winning, everything's good, everything's sweet, no problem. Once the losing starts, point the finger.
Yeah.
Like, it just goes to show, bro. But that's why a lot of people don't like them, to be honest. Just because, like, they think they're untouchable or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're not human or something.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, they got to put their pants on.
That's why everybody says. Everybody says, you guys recruit. You guys do this. But nah, they don't really recruit. That's just what we say in Hawaii just because we know how it actually is.
Cause
they're just privileged enough that their parents could afford or they get financial aid that can help them pay for school.
I feel you. Because I never knew, like, the private school, public school thing was so big until I came to Hawaii because – I was from a public school, you know, inner city school, you know. Shout out all my Phoenix Bobcats, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out all the Bobcats.
Castle High School.
We all public school boys in here, but I didn't understand, like, the weight, like, private schools hold out here, bro. Like, it's really crazy.
Bro, it's different. Like, bro, you can tell. Just talk to someone for a little bit. You can tell if they went private or public.
Yeah.
Just by the way they talk, the way they act. Not a bad thing, but it's different, you know?
For surely different.
Like really privileged, like what Kalk said. Like, you know us, most of us, like, bro, like, you got a problem? Deal with it.
Yeah.
On your own.
Yeah.
And you got to thug that out.
When Kuku came to Castle, Winter City, and then they the kind. I'm telling you, that's the only thing we win at is fights. We don't win no football games. Our baseball team is decent.
Mm-hmm.
Our basketball, we had a few hammers here and there. But our football team is just rugged.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, they love to play us, but they hate to play us. Because we don't quit. Bro, we condition like no other. We're damn near a track team, our football team. We'll do consequences before because our culture catch people flipping dollars or playing closest to the wall. Like, I'm telling you, this whole school is just a bunch of donkeys. Like, the most retarded stuff ever.
Like
just because there was playing you guys. No, yes. Just because they was irritated with the coach. I don't know if I can say this, but brought a man took a dump inside the cone and put it on top of the showers. I thought it was funny, and the coach got mad and made us all do consequences. So literally, before practice started, we bear crawled maybe 500 yards, and they ran 240s. And then we started practice.
Oh, my goodness.
Then we had sudden change, so that's we go on top of the line again. 110s. Everything is timed, mind you.
Oh, wow.
Then we switch over to defense because we all got to play both sides of the balls. We get like 21 players at most. Switch over to defense. Right after defense, Paul. Sudden change, running again. Like, you never make your times. So you got to run after practice till you make all your times.
Oh,
it's ridiculous. But in the games, it's like we're never dead because we're always on that mindset. Like we're conditioned already. So it was like no brainer. That's why people hated playing us. But even no matter we're losing by 30, what we're going balls to the wall,
going crazy
until that last whistle blows.
That's why I love playing you guys. Because there's a game all the way to that, and even when freaking up by all that, it's like, bro, because don't get me wrong, I did like the games where my shoulder pads are off by halftime.
Yeah.
But like those games where you really going the whole game, like, bro, that shit is fun.
And we're not stopping. I mean, until my senior year. My senior year, everybody was like, just dress up for look good for the IG pics.
That's what I was just going to say.
But, like, I don't know. Like, my coaches would have to calm me down because I'd be yelling at everybody, like, bro, fuck you guys. Meet me in the fucking showers after this. Fuck, I'm going to lick every single one of you guys. Like, I was so passionate into this stuff. Like, I just hated everybody. Oh, to get their own photographers here and there inside the bleachers, waiting for just post on IG after the game, even though we lose. Like, why are you gonna post a picture after we lose? That's so sad.
That is.
Like, I'd be so shamed for post that kind of stuff. Like, instead of worrying about all that social media stuff, like we were saying, social media is a big influence. Instead of worrying about all that kind of stuff, worry about the game.
The game.
Everybody says, oh, yeah, I like go college, I like do this. And you guys all know you guys can go construction because you guys don't care that much about the sport. Like, blood, sweat, and tears. All that consequences and all that running we put into this stuff and you guys give up after they scored 2 touchdowns. Like, because we get so much ball game for play left. That's why I am how I am, especially over here. Like, I'm so prideful. When coaches get on me, I'm on myself already from before they're even on me. I'm my worst critic besides my father. I'm more hard on myself than anybody else. So it's like, give me the shit. You know what I mean? I already know what I'm doing wrong. But, yeah, I'm going to say yes, coach. Yes, coach. Got to be coachable. You know what I mean? That's the whole business. You got to be coachable. But, yeah, my senior year was rough. Everybody just IG. Like, bro, play the game. Respect the game. Play the game how it's supposed to be played.
For sure that, bro. For sure, bro. Because, man, this is a lot of just IG model football players, man. And
bro, like, you guys all get girlfriends already. Who you fronting for? You know what I mean?
So I don't like when people do that to this day, especially with the posting of them just working out and all that. It's like, bro, work in silence, bro.
Like Joe said, huh?
Out of work in silence, bro.
Bro, what you do in darkness will come to light.
Whoa.
Like,
the good and the bad.
Do all that grit and grind in the dark. Don't let nobody see it, because right there, the guys that is hating on you or the guys that is jealous of you going to be like, oh, he's doing this. I got to work a little bit harder. When sometimes you don't need to post it and they don't know. They're like, ah, he's probably just at home cruising with his family, or, oh, he's probably doing drugs like all those other cool kids. But little did they know, you're elevating yourself.
You don't got to tell everyone anything.
Keep your business your business.
Amen, bro. Because I don't know, a lot of people like to be loud, and they like to, I want to be seen, and I got to do this, I got to do that.
Stop with the flashy stuff. You know what I mean? Be no fitness guy. And be like all these guys on YouTube just trying to show off their bodies, trying to look good. Bro, the best athletes, or prime athletes. Mm-hmm. Freaking O-linemen, if you think about it.
For surely, bro. O-line, I don't know. I always said O-line is the real skill position.
We're not the fastest.
Yep.
We're agile. We're strong as fuck. Mm-hmm. And we know exactly what everybody's doing on this field. Mm-hmm. If you're an O-lineman, you read the whole entire defense. The safety comes down. You know if somebody else is coming. Mm-hmm. You see the stack. Yep, that will is coming. Mm-hmm. Or that strong safety is coming down. Mm-hmm. Whoever is lined up on that edge is coming.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a tack end right in front of me. Where is he going? Slanting it.
Got to.
Like, it's all IQ. It's basics. Mm-hmm. Once you understand the game and stuff like that, everything just comes to you so easily. Everything just slows down, like Raul was saying.
Slows down, bro. Because, man, like, that is a great one, bro. Because I'm not going to lie, like, a lot of people, like, because that was the hardest thing for me to get used to when I first came to college, was the speed of the game, bro. Yeah. Bro.
And honestly, it's not even that big of a difference from high school. It's just getting used to slowing down the game in your mind. Mm-hmm. You're over here thinking, oh, shit, it's so fast. But it's not really that fast. It's just you're overthinking yourself, second-guessing yourself. Facts. It's like,
whatever. Because that's what everyone says when you ask them, what's the difference? The first thing everyone always says is, speed of the game.
Yeah, that's why when the high school kids ask me, like, bro, is it really different? I'm like, no, it's just
everybody knows what they're doing. Yeah. That's the legit part. Because when you're in high school, you're usually just sitting around. Yeah. Like you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. But, like, all the players know, like, but that's when you can really be free.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, when you play high school football, you're really over there. Like, if you're a running back or if, like, because I know, at least for me, like, I didn't really have that much O-line technique, but I was just bigger, faster, stronger than everybody. You feel me? When it's time to actually go D1, it's time to do that. Everybody's like that. Everybody was the man at the high school. Everybody.
Depend on your athleticism.
For surely, bro, and I feel like that's really the number one thing, I think.
Yeah.
It's just everybody legitimately knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, the defense knows, okay, his shoulders are a little more back, so this might be a pass. Yeah. Or he's real heavy on his hand. This is going to be a run play right here, run play. But, like, literally everybody knows that. It's just who's gonna get better at the fundamentals, who's going to get better at smarts and stuff like that.
But that's why I feel like I was kind of prepared, just because it really my pops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, is just a student and just trying to find any little advantage just to do better.
Yeah, because that's all it is, bro. It's just literally like baby steps. Little those. They say football is a game of inches, and it legitly really is, bro. Like,
hey, no, for real,
it's a game of inches. Like, you feel me? If I step under myself by half an inch, I might not be able to cut this D on this four eye or this three.
If
check.
I finish the guy, we might get the first down. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Just that extra inch can boost your running back up or your quarterback.
Especially, bro, because we seen it. We seen it in the Super Bowl, bro. It's just a little game of inches, bro. Like, man, bro. Like, I'm talking about. I remember, I'm thinking of watching the Super Bowl. I'm thinking of the last drive with my boy Logan Wilson. Like, it's literally a game of inches. Like, the ref just saw, like, from a different angle that he was holding him. But I'm not gonna lie, that wasn't the holding.
Bro, it wasn't no
holding. It was the holding.
Bro, I think just because they saw a linebacker on Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, automatically. You can't guard him.
You can't guard him.
Yeah.
Little did he know. This guy was red on his tail the whole time.
But I'm not gonna lie, the Bengals played a great game, bro. Like, and literally, like, played up. Like a penalty free game. Like, they played a penalty free game until they needed the Rams to win.
And dude, they had every opportunity to widen that lead.
Yeah,
they just couldn't.
I'm not gonna lie, that defense just came alive though, bro.
Nah, and the Rams' offensive line was jumping off sides like the whole last series.
Whole body. You saw how early they were leaving.
So, like, there was one where it was like
the two tackles and the guard, and then the center didn't even snap the ball yet.
Where it's like, all right, bro, like, there's a difference between jumping the snap, and just going early.
But yo, it's funny how the Bengals defense is like a bunch of guys you never heard of, really.
No, for sure.
And they stepped up like how they stepped up.
Bro, that's mad, bro. That one DN is nice, bro.
You talking about
the one that wears Hockenson? The long sleeves with no.
Bro, yes.
You talking about 91? That's Hockenson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is nice.
Bro's like that, bro.
And that's the thing about the O line too, bro. Like,
that's
on
why
on that fourth down, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The one
Quinn Spain.
What's his Chase Young? Chase
Young. Aaron Donald?
Holy shit.
Whole ball. Wow,
what's his damn name, the receiver?
What are you talking about, Jamar Chase?
Bro, wide open. Bro.
No, yeah.
Like,
bro, like even that one that he got sacked from Aaron Donald and he threw the ball away. The running back could have caught it. Bro. It was like 2 feet.
Or even that one T. Higgins dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
T. Higgins, I don't know.
He did
that's,
drop that
that's
one.
Like going back to the inches. It's money. Like, shit, you're there. It's
a game of inches, man.
Do you want to be that guy to make that play?
Yeah.
When it comes down to those last moments, who's going to drop their nuts and do it? Like I always say, do it.
And that's why I feel like football is such, like, that's like the football is such a great equalizer, bro, because, man, like, in basketball, it's like, oh, I missed a shot. Oh, it's okay. Like, I'm had an all-shoe tonight. You feel me? I'm going to get back next game. You can't have a night where you just drop the ball six times and think you finna just, coach, you know, I just had a bad game. Like, nah, bro.
Like, nah, bro.
Nah, brother. That was, we had one of 13 opportunities. You just took a whole opportunity off the board for us, bro. And it's like, man, it's like literally like minute details can expose, it can blow up the whole thing, bro.
Yeah.
Man, I thought you was talking about Quentin Spain, though. Because I'm not going to lie, Spain played, like, legitly, bro, like, it was the whole game, bro. Quentin Spain played a great game on Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
And the last play is just Donald who just came through.
Oh, I haven't heard Aaron Donald's name. I only heard it once before that.
Bro, like, because, I'm trying to tell you, they did a very good job on Aaron Donald. Yeah. That Bengals O-line was
like,
balling, bro.
For O-line for that a long led up time, nine bro. Sacks against
when
the
they
Titans.
Went into that yes. heavy shit.
Yes.
And when they started putting them, because before, I think they were running like a four down.
Mm-hmm.
And that center was free.
Yeah.
So obviously, where's the center going to go?
Yeah.
He's going to go to 99.
Yeah.
The second they put that mic on the center and they left AD one on one, it was wrapped.
It was bad. They gave him that five front. They said, we need him one on one.
I'm not going to lie, though. When Joe was running the ball like how he was running, that opened up a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro. But I'm not going to lie. It was just. Cause I think the Rams didn't really, I mean the Rams didn't respect them at first, but they didn't really respect the O line, bro.
Until they got punched in the mouth.
Until Joe Mixon started running people over. They started getting nasty.
And he been that guy.
No, but Joe Mixon been like that. He should have been first round, but you know he has some off the field stuff.
It's that underdog chip on his shoulder. You know what I mean? Like the walk ons in college.
I feel it, bro. But like it's just so crazy because like. You can get denied for you can be the best at, like in football. I think that's literally the only occupation, bro. Like you could be the best in your job and still get held because of something else, like of another thing. Like you could be a dude on Wall Street. You could be the best stockbroker in your firm, and you do coke, but no one's gonna tell you, hey, bro. Like you feel me? No one's gonna check you, but like, hey, bro, like. You feel me? You can't do that. Like now, I gotta drop you. Now you're not you was the senior partner, but now because you do this, like you gotta get dropped down to the associate. Like no one tells you that. But it's just all the environment you're really raised in, bro. Because man, you are a reflection of what you grow up around, bro.
Product of your environment.
Product of your environment, man. Sometimes you grow up seeing stuff like that, bro. I'm not saying like that's the right thing. But it's just, that's all he knows.
You gotta grow up a lot faster.
For surely, bro. And like, people put these so many expectations on you, like, oh, you're supposed to know that. Like, what? Like, you feel me? I didn't see this my whole life, and you telling me I'm not supposed to smoke marijuana because it's on a banned substance, but literally my whole life, all I've seen is people smoke weed. Like, it's crazy.
Especially in Hawaii, bro.
And I've seen people be productive on weed, not just like people would sit there and just eat all the stuff food in the house. Like I've seen people go do jobs, do this, and then come back, roll a joint, and that's just how they relax.
That's going back on knowing yourself. Know facts. Your limits.
For surely facts.
Like people out here, especially now in college, like all these guys, they just drink until they fall, until they drop.
Yeah.
It's like, cuz, know your limits. Know when to stop. Know when to just call it a quits already.
Mm-hmm.
You can go until you black out, and it's like, oh, why are you doing this kind of stuff? It's bad for you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't drink that often now anyways. Cause I'm just trying to focus on football, take care of my body and stuff. But it's not how people can do that to themselves. Mm-hmm. And then going back onto, like, product of your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Hawaii, they use a lot of examples of, like, family and friends. Like, hey, look, you don't do this, you turn out like your cousin. Or look at your neighbor. Mm-hmm. You do all this kind of dumb stuff. Ron knows who exactly who I'm talking about. Look at your neighbor. Running for governor, running for mayor, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
DUI. Look at his life. Down bad, alcoholic, doing every drug in the books.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do you want to turn out like that? Mm-hmm. That's how the locals operate. It's like they use family and real life examples to teach you your lessons.
Yeah, facts. Because I don't know, my mom was a big doer of that, what you saying, what they do in Hawaii a lot. Because my mom used to just tell me, like, bro, like, you want to be hard headed, or like, you can learn from other people around you, bro. Like, you don't got to sit there and go through something. Always, experience is always the best teacher. But sometimes there's experiences that you don't need to learn, that you could just get from secondhand knowledge. All right, y'all. We finna wrap this up. We got one more question. Big Calc, you know, Calc taking the mic. You gonna ask him.
Last question to send us off on a bang. If you could share a meal with any, we say 1 to 4 individuals, living or dead, who would they be?
Mm. Okay. At least one of those people at least gotta be for me. It's gotta be LeBron, bro. Cause I'm not gonna lie, LeBron, that's one of him and KD. Those are two of my biggest influences, bro. And I at first, like, I can say it like that, cause I didn't like LeBron because I was a Thunder fan. So LeBron hurt my team's chance going to the finals. So I didn't like LeBron cause of that. But like as a basketball fan, bro, like when I seen him come back 3-1. I said, all right, bro. Like, you, like, sometimes you just got to give the grace they flowers, bro. And that's really a GOAT, bro. So, I for sure, LeBron got to be one of them. Another one, I'd probably say probably Malcolm X. I want to sit down with Malcolm X, hear his philosophy, and just hear. Because the history books paint Malcolm in such a negative light and such a wild, like, radical light. Like, he was, like, always bad, like, always down for the violence, always down for the violence. But, man, Malcolm X was just... He just wanted to get even. He just wanted to get even, bro. Like, the people been doing us bad this long, so why can't we do them like that?
Yeah.
So, I feel like Malcolm got to be in there. I'm going to go with another alive person. I'm not going to hold you. I would probably have to say Big Trent Williams, bro, because that's probably my favorite. That's my favorite tackle in the league right now. One of the greatest, bro. I'm not going to lie. Bro, it's been cold ever since he stepped into the league. I'm going to say.
Just how he carries himself.
For surely, bro. And, like, the gorilla, like, that's really, ooh, that's different, bro. And, like, and it's funny because you can't really watch a lot of film on him because he just does, like, a lot of unique things. Like, that's just him.
He can't coach.
Just a lot of unique, different things, bro. But, like, I try to take as much as from him, especially because, you know, the kid's trying to move him back out to tackle. So I'm gonna be out there on that island. So, but yeah, I think that's a little solid three. And then I'm gonna throw the last one in there. Of course, I gotta go Obama, because you know he was the only black president. And you know people used to tell me when I used to dress up and at our eighth grade basketball team, we used to wear like shirts and stuff, like a little shirt and tie to school. And I remember people used to call me like, "Oh, Mikey, you're Obama," but that's just because like. The black dude in a suit, so you know.
Yeah,
that was funny, but I gotta do Obama, man, for the culture.
Sure. I think my first one, Bob Marley.
Okay, I dope. Like that one.
Dope. I feel like that'd be great vibes.
I feel like that'd be a great conversation.
Yeah, like I don't know what I'd even talk to him about. I just organically. Go along the way, how he started, all what he wished he could have done, all this kind of stuff. But I feel like that would be a dope conversation, learning from Mr. Reggae himself.
Facts.
Say MJ.
MJ, okay.
It's because I grew up watching the Bulls. I mean, I don't have a favorite team, mm-hmm. but I always
watch with Mike. The Bulls. Yeah.
I mean, I was still a young boy when he retired and stuff, mm-hmm. but MJ.
I feel that. That's
he's good. A dog. Played baseball too. Mm-hmm. That's my sport that I wish I still pursued and took more seriously. Mm-hmm. Feel like I could have made it in baseball and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. MJ is my number two. Number three. E.T.
Eric Thomas.
Yeah. Motivational. I love that stuff. Every time I wake up in the morning, first thing I watch when I'm on the toilet doing my business, mm-hmm. E.T., get me right for the workouts in the morning, get me right for the day.
Yeah.
Everything he says just hits the heart. That's exactly what I need in my life. Like I said, everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do a beast do.
Facts.
That's what I live by. It's like, can't talk the talk. You just got to walk the walk. Stay motivated and keep on grinding. Mm-hmm. Number four. Oh, that's a hard one.
It's the last one. Last entry. Last seat at the table.
Number four. Yeshua himself. Jesus Christ. Like the Last Supper right there.
Facts. That's crazy.
Chopping it up with.
With the head man. With the boss man.
About a man that made everything possible for everybody in this world. Mm-hmm. Gave himself for our sins and all that stuff. I don't know. All four of them, I feel like that'd be a great conversation. Everybody would be engaged.
Yeah.
At least we would all have something to talk about. Facts. Just because of it's all different diversity and mm-hmm. it'd be a unique conversation.
That would be a very interesting conversation. Bob Marley, MJ, E.T., and Jesus.
Yeah.
That'd be live. I'm not gonna lie.
That's wild, but
that'll be live.
That's lit.
Yeah. Raw, what you got, big dog?
Notorious B.I.G.
Okay, Biggie.
The GOAT. I'll say LeBron James, too.
LeBron, I feel you.
Another GOAT,
yes, sir. It is tough, bro. There's so many people, like, you would just want to pick their brain.
Ray Lewis.
Man, it's my idol right there. I'm not gonna lie.
That's a good one.
Ray Lewis, man.
Probably Tupac.
Tupac? Okay, Tupac and Biggie at the same table. Yeah.
It's because I really like the way they think. Mm-hmm. Really just be at that table, bro. It's like a sponge. Mm-hmm. To be honest.
I'm not gonna lie. That's a great five. That's a great little four right there. I'm not gonna lie. You said LeBron, Biggie, Ray Lewis and Tupac. I'm not gonna lie, that's a hard forward. That's for sure. That's for sure. Million. As me. You feel me? I ain't gonna do it because I might get copyrighted. I don't know if they got that copyrighted or not. You know, I ain't trying to have all my funds be deposited towards them. So, I really love y'all, man. Thank y'all for kicking it with us. Thank y'all for rocking the mic with me, Raw and Kalka, man. Like I'm talking about, we've been talking so much game, bro. Like, I'm trying to tell you, bro. Almost 3 hours, almost more than 3 hours worth of game, man. You know, I might end up splitting this up, but I'm going to let this rock as one, bro. Like, I feel like
it'll be. Still rocking with us.
If you're still rocking with us, man, I love you, man, because, man, this is the real one, bro. I hope you at least took something away from this conversation, because this was a great conversation. This was just a lot of game, bro. Just a lot of just life, man, because there were so many mistakes that all of us have made along the way. And, you know, experience is the best teacher, like I said before. But, man, sometimes you just need a little bit of game before you can navigate those treacherous waters, bro, because those waters is treacherous. Those waters is filled with a lot of distractions, a lot of just roadblocks, tough times ahead, man. And I'm just trying to tell you, bro, just lean in, bro. Just listen, bro. Just I'm trying to tell you, young people, it's okay. It's okay to listen. It's okay to sit back and learn, bro. And so I'm trying to tell you, that's a cool thing. That's cool if you learn. It's not a weird thing. But yeah, man, I love y'all. Make sure y'all rate us a 5-star on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, man. The podcast is available everywhere you get your podcasts. So make sure you tap in and show some love, man. And, you know, thank y'all for rocking the mic with me, y'all.
Yes, sir. Hey, if you ain't subscribed, subscribe. Yeah. Turn on your post notifications.
Yeah,
leave
all
a like and a comment. Or else I'm coming for you.
Oh, you heard Big Cal coming for you.
Because Mike had to mute me out of one video because I said I was going to get the gap.
Yeah. And, I know what video you're talking about.
But, you know, I felt very, like, my heart fell apart when he did that. Bruh, I just wanted everybody to know that my sister is off limits. And if you're with my sister, you got to go through hell.
Hey,
you gotta be TTH, baby.
You gotta be TTH. Nah, I think I did keep that part of the video. I said, sure?
You muted it out.
I did mute it out. I was like, order. And I was like, that's crazy. All right, man. I love y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us, man. Because this was a great conversation, great game. I love y'all. Be easy, man. And just remember, stay positive, stay peaceful. And always just spread that love, man. Give back some game to somebody.
Yes, sir.
All right. Love y'all, man. Y'all be easy.
Yes, I, Joe.